EBC 1 is on the air. Nigel Green reading. At 1620 GMT, Don't Wear Those Shoes With That Dress, Sir, podcast. But first, live from America, Steve Tavares is angry podcast.
I am here to run a police department, not a frat house.
Unfortunately, she's been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
That's not a U.S. president. Okay. That's just the prime minister of Russia defending the president of Russia.
What, do you want me to lock everybody up? What is that going to solve?
I am a very ethical person.
I have many Filipino friends. Our children grew up eating rice.
I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now, if you shoot a little flim, you got a problem.
Mr. Congressman, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Thank you. I would dignify you by peeing on your leg. I don't. It wouldn't be worth wasting the urine. But...
Broadcasting from the city of homes and beaches, Steve Tavares is angry.
Earlier this year, there was a little story that happened in Ashland, unincorporated Alameda County, and it involved the Alameda County Supervisor, Nate Miley, who had come up with this idea to give control of the Ashland Reach Youth Center, which is about 3-year-old facility for the, you know, underprivileged and just youth in general in that area. Supervisor Miley had this idea, let's give control of the youth in that facility to the Alameda County Sheriff's Department. Now, the people in that area overwhelmingly poured out to these meetings and told Nate Miley, no, this is crazy. This office preys on the youth. It preys on everybody. How can you think to give control of it? Well, Nate, you know, said, you know, disagree. What's he say? Usually, I agree to disagree and this and that. And he shelved it, but not completely, just kind of postponed it because the furor was so hot. Fast forward to this week and a blockbuster story in the San Francisco Chronicle about Alameda County sheriffs, deputies at the Eden Township substation, which is in San Leandro, which is just a mile and a half away from the Ashland Youth Center. At this substation, deputies were secretly recording juveniles without their knowledge, recording them with their lawyers, with the public defender. And according to the tape, one of the tapes, it sounds like this is common practice. You just do it. It's not admissible, as one of the deputies say. But you just, so you basically, it's like Spygate. It's like New England Patriots Spygate. You know what the other person's thinking. You know what the other side is thinking. This is unconscionable. Yet, nobody says anything about Alameda County Sheriff Greg Ahern. He is untouchable. Good luck finding somebody who will come at him hard. Not at the Alameda County Board of Supervisors. No, you give up on them. But you don't hear anybody else say anything. But it's amazing. This is just a small list of the transgressions from this office under Greg Ahern. And we're just starting like the last week. A female inmate alleges that she gave birth in isolation at the jail. Gave birth. She screamed. Nobody paid attention. Just recently, again, a 76-year-old deaf woman. Can it get worse than that? Yes, it can. Gets roughed up by a deputy, suing them. We all recall the video in San Francisco where two sheriff's deputies went over the bridge chasing a suspect, was caught on film in an alley, just pummeling this man, pummeling him. And there's been numerous occasions of abuse by deputies at Santa Rita Jail in Dublin. Just recently in January, one was charged. But this has been going on. And I hear, over the years, I hear rumors that this goes on in the jail all the time. just beating up, just kicking ass, taking names. Nobody knows. Nobody wants to talk. How can they talk? The sheriff is untouchable. There's been calls on the supervisors to tighten the purse strings, to rein him in, but they say no. He's elected, and they don't want to touch that. They don't want to mess with the guy's budget. This sheriff has impugned on privacy a couple years back, not saying that he wanted a drone till it was found out. But it turns out he wanted three. And then, of course, there's Urban Shield, which is his, like, you know, Police-a-palooza thing in Pleasanton. But we'll take away the shirts that have, racist connotations. Is that okay? Yet you've had places where they're trying to pull out of Urban Shield. Berkeley, that city council said, nope, we'll let them go. People said it in Hayward. No way. Hayward, like, whoa, we love this stuff. Come on. 7-0. We want to. Let's keep our police department in Urban Shield. And so it continues. Now, the next story in this is that what to do with all these cases that might have had this illegal recording of attorneys and client. The Chronicle now says there's probably dozens. There's probably more than dozens. Now, what to do with that? That's Nancy O'Malley's. The Alameda County District Attorney's ball of wax. Here you go. What's she going to do with that? As you'll recall, they're tight. Last June, when the race for district attorney was getting real tight, people thought, oh man, this could be upset. Pamela Price is going to upset O'Malley. Here comes the committee for Greg Ahern, who didn't need that money because despite all this, nobody ran against him. He ran unopposed. So he drops $50,000 on a independent expenditure committee to help Nancy O'Malley. And we know that's tied. Listen, when they say it's, you know, I'm when I write the stories, I'm supposed to say, by law, these are uncoordinated, these independent expenditures and the campaign committees, they're by law. Let me tell you, that is that I just got to write that because, you know, that's just the factual thing, but it's not true in practice. We all know there's intermediaries. We know. I know who they are. And I know for that one, too. So everybody knows what's up. They're talking. And then you give the $50,000. And then you send these mailers under this other Alameda, Forward Alameda, whatever. Right? So when is this going to stop? Nobody's going to say anything. This is this list. It's just a short list. This has been going on for years. This is the closest guy we have to Trump. He's right here. Why more people don't get on the bandwagon to really call for him to reform or get out? Maybe it's, you know, as we've talked about a lot of times in this podcast already, hypocrisy. Now a little update. From last week in this thing in Alameda. Alameda getting crazy. They find new ways to get crazy. Not to bring up Trump again, but it's like Trump America is in Alameda. Like in terms of just a one-up and stuff crazy. So you had this candidate who didn't finalize his candidacy last on the 15th of August. Now he says that, you know, he was there and he filled out this form and then they couldn't process his credit card and or his payment. He lost a checkbook, this and that. So now he resurfaces this week. And you think, oh, he's going to have a press conference on Monday. So he's going to say he's going to write in or he's going to sue the city, right? So I get there and there's a lot of people who were there. It was interesting. One of the reasons I went there. And it was basically your usual suspects of Alameda's right wing. You know, what I call the Legion of Doom. You had your... Actually, I have audio of one of their last meetings of the landlords and these various anti-union people. Actually, here... this is an exclusive. Here you go.
Deep within a bleak and dismal swamp, hidden beneath its murky waters, lies the headquarters of the most sinister villains of all time, the Legion of Doom.
The meeting will come to order.
The Legion of Doom is now in session. It is the purpose of the Legion to align our infamous forces against the powers of good and defeat them, leaving us the rulers of the world.
So aside from that, so we know who kind of what this guy was catering to, which kind of everybody, but definitely had an ear of the right wing of the Alameda, you know, politics. When I talk to some of my sources, they say, now the underpinning of this is that he had a credit card that he gave and they couldn't process it. And the whole story doesn't make any sense now. In that, if he gives them a credit card and they couldn't process it, then why aren't you suing him? He wouldn't say they're going to sue. That's like, okay, well, maybe there's some kind of wrongdoing here. Maybe it's a technicality. Maybe he needs to get on that ballot. But if he doesn't give the card, as I'm told, that he doesn't present a payment, then the whole story makes sense. Because why would you sue? You got no leg to stand on. And as he did on that Monday, why did he heap praise on the city clerk? So everybody at the city that worked with him, he had no problem. He even says their policy is what their policy is. He has no problem. He respects that. And then, weirdly, and even more weirdly, is these people in the audience are like, yeah, we're going to still go on. We're going to fight the machine. Because these are anti-government types. They may walk around and feel like, you know, they're not old. You think they were old. Like we always think those anti-government people in Alameda are old. These are not old people. These are not. They're under 50, maybe 50. Anti-government. The government has said something wrong. Maybe it was racism. Maybe that's why. Or maybe the guy never gave the card. Because that's what, not even attempting to make a payment makes the whole story make sense. Because otherwise, he called a press conference and talked for an hour, basically to, it's like that one song. This is basically what he's saying, you know.
And we can build this dream together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us now. We're here.
So I don't know what he's running for, bachelor or something, because he ain't going to be on the ballot. And then they want him to be in debates. Well, I could be in debate too. And you could be in debate. And you could, the whole island could be in the debate because we all have a commonality that none of us are on the ballot. What I see is this is risky here because this guy might be making lemonade out of lemons big time because he didn't make the ballot. And he would have been a good candidate. Seriously, that's what I saw the other day. He would have been. You know, I don't know if he know what he's talking about, but the whole package was very good. Well-spoken, charismatic. He would have really stood out among the five that are there, but it ain't going to happen. And it's just another case of the right wing in Alameda is like when it comes to election time, doesn't match what they say the other four years when they complain, and they never find a candidate when it comes to election time. And that happened again, and it's happened 2 years ago, happened 2 years before that, and 2 years before that. Pardon me for just thinking this whole island just one big ball of complaining. Like, what are you going to complain for is what I don't know. Because I saw this candidate forum. I saw a sea of people. A lot of people went to this candidate forum last week. And I looked at him and I was like, holy smokes, I figured it all out. And also, no wonder why everybody wants everything free in Alameda. It's because I think everybody in Alameda, this is the secret. Everybody in Alameda, it's just like, the whole secret about people going golf, nobody goes golfing. Come on, nobody golfs. Why would you want to golf? Why would you want to walk? Why would a fat guy walk around and want to golf? Man, wouldn't that be hard on your everything? Even the swing of your shoulders? Come on, it's a whole scam, man. They're wasting all this land and they're just hanging out. They're not even going there. It's the way to get away from their family. It's like this. It's a whole scam, this whole thing about people owning houses in Alameda. Guess what? I figured it all out. They all inherited it. And they all think that they did something special. They play like they're millionaires, right? They did something to buy that house when actually it's a form of being of inbred. It's housing inbred. Everybody just passed their house down to the next generation, to the next. Recent, half the island is like on disability, but they have million-dollar houses. None of them give them up. Figured it all out. The golfing thing, you know it's true. But in the meantime, you should always be keeping an eye on ebcitizen.com. And now the Steve Tavares' Angry Podcast. You can go on your podcast app, go to iTunes and subscribe, or Stitcher, or you can just go to ebcitizen.com and listen to it there. And in the meantime, I'm angry, and you should be too. I'm so glad I found you. I'm not going to lose you. Whatever it takes, I will stay here with you. Take you to the good time. See you through the bad time. Whatever it takes, that's what I'm going to do. Never say don't hate that.